Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Greetings and good morning, golf fans and golfers all over the country and all over the world. This is Tee to Green coming to you like we do each Sunday morning at this time from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, running solo this morning. And nice to have you with us again on this crisp, at least where I am, fall morning here in Colorado. Today on the show, first off, everything you need to know about the game of golf before you try to hit the sweet spot. Well, that's what you'll find in a book called Golf Foreplay. The author of that book, Ken Altschuler, is going to be first up on the show this morning to discuss just what you should know before you actually get on the course. It's an excellent reference for beginner golfers, and it's a good reminder for some of us golf veterans on some of the things that go on a golf course aside from just hitting shots and making putts and trying to get that first ever career hole in one. Not that I'm bitter. So Ken will be up first to talk about his book. It's a funny read, and it has some good merit and everything too. Good stuff for everybody out there. You may have heard of the Island Green that is on the Coeur d'Alene Golf Course, the Coeur d'Alene Resort up in northern Idaho. The 14th hole is an actual island, not one that's attached to land or anything like the one at Sawgrass and everything. And you take a boat from the tee box to the island. Tina Ghirarduzzi, who is one of the boat captains at the resort, is going to be on later in the show to talk about what that is all about. And what goes on at Coeur d'Alene. And all coming up today on Tee to Green. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What am I going to do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues. I'm on the internet at sportsbyline.com. You connect to that from our website, teetogreenradio.com. We're nationwide on Sirius and XM, worldwide on American Forces, and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Stay with us. Be right back.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run. But you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Show by golfers for golfers. It's Tee to Green, coming to you as always from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Butenhoff. Going playing as a single today. Jay Ritchie, for those of you who don't know, he's part of the broadcast team for the Air Force hockey team, and they are on the slow plane back from Alaska today as they played in a tournament up there in Anchorage Friday and last night. So, We will both be back in the saddle, I believe, next week here. So we'll wait for him to come back, and hope he had a good time up in the frozen north up there. I'm looking at a book here, a golf book. On the cover, there's a gentleman under the covers in bed hugging his golf bag with the golf clubs in it. I've heard that there were people that slept with their golf clubs or slept with their putter, and I don't know if the author of this book actually does that. Maybe we'll find out here. It's called Golf Foreplay. Everything you need to know about the game before you try to hit the sweet spot. And to discuss this is the author of the book, who's checking in from the Northeast this morning. Ken Altshuler is with us first up today. Good morning, Ken. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
You know, I'm living the good life. How are you doing up there?
Well, I first wanted to, not too bad. Today, it is a little, I played golf yesterday, and it was 38 degrees. But, you know, until it snows, there's no temperature that's too low for me to play golf.
Okay, I played here yesterday, too, and it was about 52, but the wind made it feel like about 38. So.
That's true. You know, I'll play in almost any kind of weather, as long as it's not snowing or raining a lot.
Yeah, I was directly into the wind on the ninth hole off the tee, and I crushed it about 175.
Yeah, well, you know, you need to know how to play in different weather conditions, so it's always good to have a variety of different kinds of weather so you can get used to playing in all sorts of conditions.
Ken, we're with Ken Altshuler. He's the author of Golf Foreplay, and we had tried to get him on back in the spring, and apologize for the delay here, but we finally got to him. His book is kind of, in a lot of ways, for the beginning golfer, Golf Terms to Know, Preparing for the Game, Rules and Etiquette. You are an attorney, and normally I don't read a lot of legal stuff because I don't understand it, but you've made this nice and simple for everybody to understand. What brought you to this idea, and why did you think it was necessary?
Well, thanks. I mean, I started playing golf. I'm 60 now. I actually started playing golf when I was 45 years old, and I didn't really know the rules. And the first time I was invited out to a country club by a friend after I just started playing, and I showed up in my T-shirt and my cutoff, and I was all ready to play. And, you know, my host was very nice. He didn't say anything, and it was only until years later I realized that you don't show up to a country club with a T-shirt and cutoffs on. And you know, it wasn't that I meant anything wrong. I just didn't know. And I wanted to kind of avoid other new golfers experiencing the same kind of embarrassment that now, when I look back on it, I think, oh, my God, I can't imagine what people were thinking about me. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of trying to get people to feel comfortable playing golf. But, you know, if you don't know the rules and you don't know the etiquette, you're going to be embarrassed. So this is just a way to get people into the game and not have to feel embarrassed about not necessarily how you play, but the other kind of things besides how you play.
Yeah, yeah. The cutoffs and T-shirt that'll wear at a few places, but probably not the place that you went to. And let's continue on that because I've read the book, and I have one issue with something that you wrote in here, and it is about the golf attire. And there's a chapter. By the way, the book has 18 chapters, like a lot of golf books do. And there is a chapter on golf attire here. And you've even got a photo example of for the men of what to wear and what not to wear and everything. However, you do make a statement here, and I don't know how it read exactly, about not really concentrating a lot on the women because they know how to dress for all occasions.
That's true. Women, remember, and I don't mean anything sexist by this, because I mean it complimentary. Women always know how to dress fashion-wise. I mean, let's be honest. You see some LPGA events. Those women, it doesn't matter how bad they play, they look great. And so I tell people all the time, look, if you can't play well, at least look like you can play well. But if you are a man and you wear some, well, outlandish kind of costume, you better have the game to back it up. Otherwise, dress conservatively. But women, they know how to dress no matter how they play.
Right. But you also, when you said something about dressing for all occasions, obviously you've never been to a Walmart is what I'm thinking because...
That's true. Well, I even know women who dress right for Walmart.
All right. We're talking to Ken Altshuler. He's the author of Golf Foreplay. Ken, I want to ask you something about, now you live in Maine or Connecticut or where is it up there?
I live in Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine. Okay. I don't know how good they are at this up in your area. When I lived in California, I thought it was really awful how most golfers didn't repair their ball marks on the green. And then I got to Colorado and found out it's even worse here. Are your golfers up in that area do a good job of that?
You know, I think that's a problem that's universal. And, you know, I see signs all the time saying, fix your divot. Your ball mark, fix another ball mark when you're on the green. I am stunned at how many times I go to a wonderful club and I'm playing on a beautiful green and I'm seeing pock marks all over that green. I think it's really not geographical. I think that some golfers become so self-absorbed that they really are thinking more about that than the course and people who follow them. My goal is every time I'm on a green, I fix my mark. And if I can't find my mark, I fix somebody else's mark. And I always find one or two other marks to fix. Because you know what? If everybody did that, these greens would be pristine everywhere you play.
Yeah, it really would. And for golfers that may not know, having worked on a golf course myself in my day too, every time you leave a ball mark there, you're looking at an extra week for that spot to repair itself, assuming that someone else comes in and is able to find it and pull it back up later. And, you know, let's give our superintendents and our greens course workers a little hand there. You're an attorney. Have you ever written a book of any other nature prior to this?
No, and by the way, I'm not just an attorney. I'm a divorce attorney, which means I'm really a fun attorney. But, you know, what happened, you know, law and divorce law is very serious. And I found golf to be my great escape. And, when I'm on a golf course, I don't take phone calls. I don't do business. I mean, I meet people, but I don't do business. And so my goal in this book was to get away from the kind of professional book of law or otherwise, and really focus on a book that was fun to read. That's why I put a joke in the chapter and kind of informs people. And what I was trying to do was certainly not be condescending, because look, writing on my index, I think, is around a 16. And if somebody asked me today how that was calculated, I'd have to go back and read the book, because it took me about a month to figure it out enough to write the chapter on it. So, you know, I'm not a pro. I'm not a professional. I am just an average Joe getting out there, trying to get away from their problems, and I want people to feel that you can be at any level and have fun playing golf. And if you read the book, that should be the lesson you learn from it. Go out, have a good time. If you follow the basic rules of golf, you won't embarrass yourself.
Part of Ken's book here, first of all, you open up with a short history of the game, and there's a couple of nuggets in there that people may not have even know about in the past. You've got a little little trivia break in each chapter to, you know, some interesting information. The jokes, some of these jokes, I mean, there's great golf jokes out there, all kinds of them. Some of these are a little long, though. Do you know all of these by heart?
No, the most fun I had, honestly, was researching. I read over 300 golf jokes. Now, you'd think, you know, that there's not a lot of original golf jokes, but there are a huge number of golf jokes out there. And to whittle it down to 18 was not easy. Some people told me that some of them were a little risque, but, you know, let's be honest. You're on a golf course. You know, it's not unusual to have a joke that may be a slightly off color. You just got to know. If you're playing with a minister in your group or a woman in your group, you may want to be a little judicious about which jokes you tell. But yeah, I love picking out the jokes. That was my favorite exercise of all.
Yeah, know your audience, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah, some of these are excellent. I especially like the one about the caddy and the bad golfer who's, you know, he's shooting 50 through 7 holes or whatever. That one's short enough that I can remember, and I've used it a couple of times. Ken, hang on. We're going to go to a break here. We'll come back and talk some more. Talking to Ken Altshuler. He's the author of a book called Golf Foreplay. And, yes, the book is just as fun as the title. Be back with Ken right after this on Tee to Green. Stay with us.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark Kelbel again, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about fairway wood play. And there's three things I want you to keep in mind to help you hit those a little bit better. One, grip tension and where you have it in the stance. You need nice, loose grip tension when you're trying to hit a fairway wood. This will help you get it on the face. Remember, your goal with a fairway wood is to advance the ball in play. You can heel it, you can toe it, you can even take a little turf. As long as you advance it in play, you've accomplished your goal. The only thing you want to avoid with a fairway wood is a bad miss, top or a pop-up. Secondly, where do you place the ball in your stance? Put a little more in the middle of it. This will help be a little bit more forgiving if it's not perfect. Again, you just want to advance it in play. So play a little bit more in the middle of your stance. Now, the last thing is I want you to be aware of if the ball is a little bit below your feet or a little bit above your feet and make adjustments accordingly. If it's below your feet, you got to bend your knees just a little bit more. Take a practice swing or two to help you get used to staying down to that ball. Make sure you clip your grass. And if the ball is above your feet, choke the club a little bit. Take a practice swing or two to help you find out where exactly the ball is in reference to the bottom of your swing there. It'll help you get it on the face and advance the ball in play. That's your number one goal with a fairway wood.
For more on making contact with a fairway wood, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional.
We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. Tee to Green, coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Jerry Butenhoff here. This segment of the show brought to you in part locally by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. Caring for you and your family for 100 years now, preparing for the next century. They're at 501 North Cascade in Colorado Springs. You can find them at 719-471-9900. Their online website, www.swan-law.com. Talking to Ken Altshuler. He's the author of a book called Golf Foreplay. The cover has a about a 40-ish looking gentleman in bed with his golf clubs. Ken, have you ever slept with your putter or anything like that prior to something big?
I love my putter, and I would sleep with my putter. I would also sleep with my lock wedge. Those are the two clubs that when I travel, if I don't bring my clubs, I bring those two clubs with me because I can't live or sleep without either one of them.
There you go. Everybody's got a favorite club in the bag. This could have gone on for 40 or 50 pages. You've got about 20 pages in the beginning of the book, in I think the second or third chapter, that about golf lingo and everything. Some of them are synonyms for each other. One of the ones, shooting your temperature. I had never heard that one.
it's amazing when I was getting these terms, and you're right, I had probably three or four times as many glossary terms. I had a very severe editor that required me to cut it back, and that was one of the areas. But shooting your temperature, if you shoot a 96 or a 98, depending on what your temperature is, that is what that's shooting your temperature. So there you go. And that's not too bad. The average golfer in America actually shoots over 100. So for those people who shoot 98, guess what? You are shooting better than the average American.
Yep, above the curve. And also, I don't think this is in the book anywhere, but most people don't hit the ball as far as they tell other people they hit the ball. That one I've learned, too. Have you figured that one out, too?
I did figure that one out. And what I do now is when somebody says, how far do you drive the ball? I say, maybe 150, 160. And I always impress them when I hit it. Well, let's say 210. How's that? But you're right. People do not. And I tell people all the time, I use a laser finder, range finder. I used to try and use a GPS, but I find that you really need to know how far you accurately hit it. Because, if you're going to be 120 yards from the green, you better know what club hits at 120, or you're going to be short or you're going to be long. And I love people who say, you know, wow, well, that's the right club for that distance. And I say, well, how do you know that? Did you go out to the driving range and figure that out? And, well, no, I always thought I hit it that far. That's not a way to know. That's not scientific.
No, it's not. That's one of the things that I was actually fairly good at learning early on, is how far I hit each club and everything. And that's, kind of crucial if you want to improve and everything here. You've got some humorous titles to some of your chapters here, and I think a lot of us golfers or maybe have heard a joke similar to this. One of your chapters: would you join a club that would have me as a member?
The old Groucho Marx line, and it's absolutely true. So, one of the most I encourage people sometimes to join not necessarily a country club but a golf club. I find that when people join a club and they participate in some of the Twilight Leagues or some of the tournaments, it really does raise the level of their play. And I encourage even beginners to think about joining a club and going out and playing a club tournament, a scramble where, your shot doesn't matter that much because you're playing with some of the players. And, even in a scramble format, even a bad golfer knows how to put a ball and control everybody's line so that your teammates can learn something from you. So I think belonging to a club really does enhance your play quite a bit, and I encourage people to do it. Maybe not when they're right just starting to play golf, but after a year or two, join a local club if not a country club.
Yep, and sometimes I've been fortunate a couple of times to work at a couple places that have had like the Tuesday 5 o'clock 9-hole little deal. If you've got golfers where you work, look into, if they don't do something like that, maybe get a dozen, 15, 20 people together and organize something like that. It's a great way to kind of break up the work week and have a little Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon. There are certainly probably a lot of public courses, especially, that would be willing to accommodate companies that want to do something like that. Ken, you mentioned that you don't do business on the golf course, and I don't either. I also do not gamble when I'm golfing. It's just not something I've ever done. But you do an excellent job here of explaining some of the betting games and things that go on the golf course, and even some of the ones I wasn't really sure about. Did you know a lot about that, or did you have to do a fair amount of research to get all that proper and correct?
Well, I knew quite a bit, and I certainly knew about the Nassau, which is the standard betting game. And first of all, I want to agree with you that I'm not a big fan of betting on a golf course, and the reason is because when you find yourself hoping that your friend, who happens to be on the other team, misses a putt, that really takes something away from me, and I don't like to do that. But, there are sometimes, you go out with some people from your office, maybe your boss invites you to play, he wants to play a match. You can't really say no. And so that's when you need to know the formats. And Nassau, of course, which is the one that's most common, where you basically play front nine or back nine. The scoring is what is what's so tricky. And when you press, that is tricky. Those are the kind of rules that, I knew about a Nassau. I knew about one press, but I didn't know about mandatory presses. I didn't realize that when you do a bit of press, you're playing a whole new game. And so that was very interesting for me to do, and I did get that by researching it. Most of what's in this book, I probably knew 30% when I started, and I did a lot of research because, you can't know all of that, which is why I kind of viewed my book as a resource that people could go back and remind themselves of certain things when the golf season starts.
Yeah, for sure. Talking to Ken Altschuler, he's the author of Golf Foreplay. Ken, you mentioned about the fun that you had, researching and narrowing down the jokes that you have at the end of each chapter. Any other part of the book that was really a lot of fun for you when you were putting it together?
Well, I loved, the rating of the golf courses, golf players. And now, my editor kept making me, this book was originally something like 500 pages, and they made me reduce it to about 230 pages. So I loved doing the movies, golf movies. I loved researching that. I loved talking about the different golfers when I went back and talked about St. Andrews and the Old Course and Old Tom, who was the big pro there, and his son, who was a better golfer than him. and died tragically at the age of 24, won three of the British Opens before he turned 24 years old. It was amazing. So some of the things I learned about some of the players that I didn't know was just fascinating. Ben Hogan is another great example. Survived a car accident that should have killed him and should have never played golf again and did.
Yep.
And won.
Ken, we're running out of time. People can find this at most of the normal online and golf outlets around there, yes?
Yes, your iTunes store, your Amazon, it's available electronically, and Barnes & Noble should have it in every Barnes & Noble store in paper if you like to feel the paper.
All right. Ken Altschuler, golf four player. Ken, good stuff. It's a good read, good information for people. Well done, and thanks for coming on with us today.
Thanks for having me, Joe. I appreciate it. Have a good round.
You bet. Ken Altschuler, author of Golf Foreplay. We're going to go up to Idaho next. Talk about the putter boat at the Coeur d'Alene Resort. Coming up on Tee to Green. Stay with us.
Liz.
Todd.
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA 5 Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, and today I want to talk to you about instruction and how to get a little better around the short game area. There comes a time in everybody's golf game when instruction is necessary, and what we tell people here is learn how to hit shots. And what we mean by that is where your weight is. Where do you have your weight? Is it evenly distributed? Are you leaning forward? Is the ball played back in the stance, forward in the stance? Also, where are your hands? Are they covering your left knee? Are they in the middle of your stance? Are they held at the ball? So on and so forth. Get a little instruction to find out how to hit a flop shot, how to play the ball back and hit a ball down into the wind or chip it low and hard to an uphill pin. Also, how to hit a ball out of the bunker where you get it up quicker, where you use a little more hands, things of that nature. And again, I want to encourage everybody to get a little instruction as to how to hit shots at a certain point in their game.
For more on getting the ball up and down, check out the website, tdegreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
This is America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. Jerry Butenhoff here. For all your repair or remodeling needs, it's at your service. No job too big or too small. At your service, more than a handyman, call Daryl at 719-216-2717. At your service at hotmail.com. Also like to... Enjoying the fact that we're back on the air in the center of golf, Orlando, Florida. We'd like to once again welcome the newest member of our radio family, Sports Talk 1080, the team in Orlando, and a special thanks to Program Director Len Weiner for getting us on the air, and good being back on the air in Golf Central, Orlando, Florida. You know, speaking of Orlando and the Florida area, the TPC at Sawgrass, of course, the famous 17th Island Green. Cherry Hills up in Denver has an island green, but they're not really islands. There's a little peninsula or a bridge that goes to the green. Not so up at the Coeur d'Alene Resort in northern Idaho. The 14th hole there is a par 3 that has an actual island green. It is on an island that is anchored to both the shore of Lake Coeur d'Alene and out in the bottom of the lake. It's adjustable. It moves back and forth on cables. They can adjust the distance from right around 100 yards to up over 230 or 40, I believe. And you have to take a boat out to the green to make your putts, which I think is just awesome. And they've got a number of three or four different people each summer that run the putter boat, and one of those is on the air with us right now. Tina Ghirarduzzi checking in from her residence. I think right now she's at Idaho State. I don't know how your football team did yesterday, but good morning, Tina. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. How did your football team do yesterday, or did they have the week off?
I believe they lost. I wouldn't quote me on that, but I believe they lost.
All right. Tina, I believe, is in her last year at Idaho State, a proud Bengal. Tina, talk a little bit about, now you've run the boat out there for a couple or three different summers here. Explain to people how that works, and I believe it's an electric boat. Talk to us a little bit about the whole boat thing here.
Yeah, it is electric. So people will tee off from the shore, and they come on down to the boat. I greet them and tell them, welcome aboard. and then it is an electric boat, which is on a cable, which most people don't know. They think that I'm just a really good driver, which takes them over to the floating green. I drop them off. If there's someone who's teed off behind them, I'll go back and pick them up, and then I bring them over and vice versa. So it's pretty simple and quite enjoyable for people, so...
Okay, so that speeds up play a little bit as you go back and pick up the next group if they're ready. How fast does this thing go? How does it take just, what, 2 or 3 minutes to get out to the green, depending on how far they've got it anchored that particular day?
Yeah, it takes a couple minutes. It doesn't go terribly fast. I mean, people really want to soak in the experience of sitting on a boat while finishing off their putt, but it goes fast enough that it keeps play going, so... Hello?
All right, little music interlude here. Understand we had a small little tremor at our studios in Network Studio in San Francisco, which temporarily bumped us off. I believe Tina's still hanging on with us. Tina, you were talking about the putter boat, and I was just about to ask if you get a lot of people bringing their cameras out, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, I feel like half the job is being a photographer and getting that right picture for them. So the caddies help with that quite a bit, but a lot of it is taking pictures for people.
Yeah. Now, the island green on the 14th hole at Coeur d'Alene is quite large, probably twice the length, the size of your average, certainly, resort green. There's a couple of sand traps on there. In fact, I saw a video of some guy actually falling into the water as he kind of lost his balance in the sand. And you've got a flower bed that kind of borders the back. Do you get a lot of people hitting it into the flowers back there?
Yeah, quite a few. Fortunately for our course, junipers and geraniums are free drops. So okay. If they do get them into the geranium flowers, it is a free drop out of there.
Okay. Now, I understand, people could stand on the tee all day long and miss that green because of the nerves or whatever. I understand you get people two chances off the tee to hit the green, and then at that point you put them on the boat, and there's a drop area right at the edge of the green. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And then if they par the hole, they get a little certificate. Am I also correct on that?
Yeah, it's a little certificate that I write out. It has their name on it, and it says certificate of completion or of achievement, and you write their score on there. And if they get, like, a hole-in-one, I believe they win, like, a plaque and a free round of golf. So.
Oh, nice. And now, is that thing signed by you or Andy or one of the club people, or does it just have their name on it?
For the getting a
par? For the certificate, yeah.
Oh, it's just, I initial it sometimes if they want the proof that I wrote it out for them. But most of the time it's just their name and their score.
Yeah. Now, I don't know, it's been 30 years probably since I've been to Coeur d'Alene area, maybe more than that. I don't know the part of the lake there, if it's sheltered. Do you get a lot of wind? And if you do, does that cause a problem if you're trying to take the boat out there at all?
I'm not taking the boat out so much because it is on the cable. It does get quite a bit of wind off the lake sometimes. But most storms come off the lake that way. And so there are some white caps and things in the boat. It just takes a little bit longer and then a little bit faster coming back into shore. I think it causes more problems with the golfers.
Yeah. A little tougher to get that par, I guess, depending on the on the windy conditions. Now, you've done this for a couple of summers. I'm guessing that you have, this isn't the only thing you do. You do something else at the club there, too, I assume?
Yeah, I'm also a caddy out there, a four caddy.
Okay.
So I do that most of the time, and then I fill in with the putter boat when it's needed. So.
Okay. And do you golf also? Are you good?
I do golf. I would say my game is less than stellar. I think it's one of those things where you really have to practice, and I just don't have the time to practice as much as I should. So.
Right. Now, are you from the Coeur d'Alene area?
Yeah, I grew up there. I moved to and from throughout the last 5-10 years, but I grew up there, so I call it home.
Yeah. And did you always want to be a putter boat captain when you grew up?
did not see that in my future. But it was a great summer job. I mean, it's really fun, and you meet tons of people from all over the world, really, and get to hear lots of jokes and things and hear where people are from. So it's a good opportunity for meeting people.
Yeah, certainly it's a unique, something that just no other golf course has anywhere. Now it's a resort course. Obviously, you get people from all over the states, all over the world, I would guess, at some point. Is that right?
Yeah, we have people from all over the world coming in. And so it creates a bit of a language barrier issue sometimes, but, I mean, it's something that we work through, and it usually goes well.
Yeah. Now, how big is this boat? You know, it's enough to fit you and four golfers and maybe a couple of guests. How long is it?
The actual length, I couldn't tell you. It fits enough. It fits comfortably. It's a maximum of six people, including myself.
Okay.
So it's four golfers plus their caddy, who comes along with. And so if they want to bring extra guests on, sometimes the caddy just stays back, and they go over by themselves. So.
Right. And now it's an electric boat that's on a cable. There's some sort. Do you have like one of those fancy steering wheels, or just have a lever that you push back and forward?
We have a steering wheel, and it's really just for looks. It does nothing. And then we have our lever. And if I'm feeling in a humorous mood, I'll pretend like I'm actually steering, and people usually make comments on how good of a driver I am.
Oh, that's how you're faking them out. Is that it?
Yeah, exactly.
Very, very good. So now, am I right? You're in your last year in school. Are you going to go back next summer?
I don't know. I'm actually finishing up my master's, so I'm really hoping that I'll have a job, a career job. But if not, I'd love to go back. It's an awesome place to work. I mean, the people that you work with are great. The guests who come are usually very respectful and awesome, like really friendly. So, I mean, it's just a really great place to work. So I'd love to if I don't happen to find that career job.
Good deal. Tina Ghirarduzzi, who is the putter boat, one of the putter boat captains on the 14th hole at the Coeur d'Alene Resort. Tina, thanks a lot. This has been a lot of fun. I think our listeners have had some fun listening to what goes on up there. Thank Andy for setting this up for us, and have a good final year of school, and maybe we'll see you up there someday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Tina Ghirarduzzi, putter boat captain at the Coeur d'Alene Resort. You don't go many places and golf and get on a boat. In fact, this is the only one. So fun having her on today. She's a real nice gal and probably has a lot of fun at that job. Talking golf on tour, finding out what the pros are doing. We'll do that when we come back right after this break. Stay with us on Tee to Green.
Beating really fast. It's beating so fast you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight?
How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Fastest hour in radio, Tita Green, Jerry Butenhoff with you. This segment brought to you locally, in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, in the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. 100 years of serving family with dignity and heritage. Give them a call at 471-719-471-9900. The professionals, a lot of stuff going on this weekend for late in the year. Everybody's in action at the PGA Tour stop at the Fries.com event in San Martin, California. John Malinger, mostly on the strength of a 62 on Friday, is at minus 15, going for his first career win. He's two shots better than Jonas Blixt, who's had a great fall campaign the last month or so. He's been all over the leaderboard. Blixt is at minus 13. Charles Howell and Jason Kokrak at minus 12, and Vijay Singh and Alexander Rocha another shot back at minus 11. Champions Tour in North Carolina for the Greater Hickory Classic. Fred Funk, the leader there at minus 12. He's one better than Larry Mize. And then there is a threesome, another three shots back at minus 8. And the women, they're all done in Malaysia at the Sime Darby event. Nayan Choi going for the repeat as she won this event last year, but she came up short as NB Park shot a 4-under 67 in the final round for a four-round total of minus 15. That was good for a two-shot victory over Nayan Choi. Kari Webb, Katrina Matthew, and Soyeon Yoo following up after that. Thanks to our guests today, Ken Altshuler. Golf Foreplay is the name of the book. It's a fun read, has a lot of merit to it too. Good for beginner golfers and some of us that need a reminder about this and that. Also, thanks to Tina Ghirarduzzi, putter boat captain. That's so cool to say. Up at the Coeur d'Alene Resort. Thanks to Jerry for filling in for Scott again today in San Francisco and getting us through the little Tumbler up there. Keeping us on the air. Good job. And until next week, hit 'em long and hit 'em straight. So long, everyone.